I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband, automatically deleted. I had some really interesting discussions on theology with Chris, with pseudo things at the farmer's market today, which was fascinating. And it'd be nice, so nice to be able to do this kind of things with my family. I also listened to, you know, because I've mentioned lately about the drone attack that we did in Afghanistan, the last one that's acknowledged. And it's fascinating that there are the number of people questioning it. I mean, it just shocks me. That somebody would question it. And I really wonder if this will be whitewashed, because, you know, if you question something about coronavirus, you're gone. But this is taking some traction, and I wonder what will happen, because the implications could be significant. In a related note, I actually heard a retired member of MI5 out of the UK, they're effectively their version of the FBI, who actually made a statement about if you believe that Osama bin Laden was killed in 2011. So it was kind of like somebody publicly said that. And it's just fascinating the things that happen. However, you know, you take that and you compare it against some of the dialogues I had at the farmer's market. And it is interesting to me that there's a, I don't know, a fear, or we don't go some places. And I wonder, I'm trying to figure out how to do that. And again, of course, it would be nice to be able to dialogue with my family on that. There has been some excellent dialogues also, especially with Chris, but with some others, on what it is to live out in obedience to Christ. And it's remarkable, because we don't see it happening in the institution. And there's some discussion of why. And anyway, I'd love to go into depth with my own family on this. But anyway, it is... I love my family, and I want to prepare them for the world that they're in, especially my kids, obviously. Because, just real quick, there is a whole lot of people who market a lot of the eschatology stuff, especially the premillennial perspective. And, you know, when I studied the difference between pre, post, and mid, pre-post and all-millennial, and then pre-post and mid-trib, and then later preterism and partial preterism. It's kind of like, it can be fascinating, but it can be a distraction, because, you know, again, the fundamental point is, so what? If you got 100% right and you don't know how to love, you're toast. You know, so it doesn't matter how it happens. You end up as toast. I mean, it's just not a good thing. The important thing is to, how do I love well? How do I love well? Which is, you know, the fundamental command from Christ. But, you know, it becomes such a distraction. And then when we strive instead to say, okay, how do I love well? Anyway, the institution has to promote the sensational. We have to be in a collective. And I think a lot of people are especially saying, okay, we're coming to the end. But doing just a brief study of some history, that's been thought about for years. Obviously, you even see that in the New Testament. So... we don't set a time, whether it's this year or another 1,000 years, we don't set a time. My guess is, you know, because so many people look at the rebirth of the nation or the country of Israel as here is the sign of the coming of the end. My guess is what's going to happen in coming years, I don't know how long it'll take, that country, the country of Israel, will collapse again. It'll be destroyed somehow. And then those who are looking at the country of Israel as some sort of sign are going to collapse themselves. And this is separating the wheat from the chaff. People will say, okay, my hope was in this as opposed to my hope is in Christ. They're looking at the sensational. And if the sensational goes away, they have no hope. But our hope is not in the sensational. Our hope is not in the institution. Our hope is not by turning to the government. Our hope is in the Lord. And I want to get that to my family. And I'm going to continue to try. My lady, your husband loves you and wants you back.